Hey, it's Linda Ferguson of NLP Candidate Training. I wonder if you have about 10 minutes, because I'd like to share with you the most important thing I've learned about language in more than 50 years of being obsessed with language, delighted by language, playing with language. Our topic today is how to master language. What do you think it means to be a master of language, a master of words? Do you imagine that to master language, you need to learn more words? I hear so many people who think that they can somehow find the right words, that there are words out there, and if they only knew more of them, they'd be better at using them. But we all know this is not precisely true, because there are times we use our biggest, fanciest words and accomplish nothing. And there are people who have spoken to us in their biggest, fanciest words. And while we maybe admire their intellect or their vocabulary, we are seldom moved to take action, to make changes in our perceptions and our feelings, to collaborate or create. So using language better isn't about knowing more words. There's lots to delight in knowing more words. But you probably know enough words right at this moment to do the things you want to do with language. And maybe you imagine that being a master of language is about choosing the right words. Maybe you have even pored over different kinds of scripts or formulas, trying to learn where the cues are, where the clues are, that will let you know precisely the right word, the right phrase, the right timing, so that you say the right thing and get the response that you hope for. But the thing you will notice if you observe people who have mastery with language is they very seldom seem to be choosing their words consciously. Their words flow. And when we choose our words consciously, there is no flow. There is a stop, start, a push, pull, an awkwardness. Mastery of language is not about choosing the right words. It's not about learning a script or a formula and dropping it into conversation at precisely the right time. So what is mastering language about? I have spent all of my life working on that question. And the most important thing I have learned is that language is a channel between the part of us we know, between our conscious minds, between the part of us that is alert through our senses, and that bigger part of us, that part of us that does choose our words. And that when we are open to that relationship, when we admit that we don't know it all, but some part of us knows more than we think, we begin to allow words to come into our minds, into our voices, and to hear them with the same curiosity we hear the words of a master. And so the first step in mastering language is to listen to the way you choose your words when you are not aware of choosing them at all, when they are a communication from you to the world or from you to yourself. For language is all about connection. About connection between things and ideas, about connections between different people, and about connections within ourselves. And we don't so much create those connections as we discover them when we focus on a connection we really want to make, when we turn our minds, our hearts, our senses to paying attention to that thing we want to accomplish with our language. And then we listen. We listen with curiosity and expectation to the words that come to us in that state of knowing what we want and paying attention. And we ask ourselves questions about why what we just said is precisely the right thing to have said. Why the words that come to us when we are focused and attentive are the words we need to move us towards our purpose. And as we ask that vast storehouse of words that resides in our unconscious mind, in the part of us that is outside of conscious awareness, in that storehouse of perceptions and experience and ideas and facts, those words are powerful and simple, and they just work. So if you really want to master language, open yourself to these two things. The observation of what masters of language are really thinking and doing and offering their attention as they speak. And the listening to yourself as though you have already mastered language in some part of you. And the words that spring to your mind are the words you need to hear. And with that perspective, language is amazing, dazzling, hopeful, grounded, and useful. I'm Linda Ferguson of NLP Canada Training. I hope you'll come back and listen to more new ideas about making language work.